Speaking of dry bones, the Lord just dealing me about that song. Thank you, Andy, for that song. Thank the Holy Spirit. I heard a while ago in prayer that this morning Sunday school class, Suzanne's class, they shared about trust the Lord. Guess what? Holy Spirit's in charge, isn't he? Hallelujah. She and I couldn't got together and talked about this thing and anything come out like that, but guess what? Holy Spirit knows. Just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But this song, and we've all have been there. I mean, we all have had the same journey. There's only one way, and that way is Jesus. And we all, every one of us, every Christian, we fellowship at the foot of the cross. That's the door. That's the path. Jesus paved the way for all of us. And he said, you can't see the Father unless you come through me. And that's what he's talking about. And the Word teaches us that we have to be born again and we have to call on the Lord Jesus. He is our Savior. Let's say it out loud. Jesus is our Savior. No one else. Jesus is our Savior. There's a lot of people saying this is and that is and whatever about this. Well, let me tell you something. There are people who've lived and proved it wrong. And we all probably believed in some things we shouldn't have believed in. But guess what? God straightens us out. But as we look at that, and we look back in the past before we met the Lord, we were just dry bones. And the prophet in the Old Testament took the prophet out to the valley of the dry bones. We've heard that story a million times, but I never get tired of it because it reminds me of me, and you'll know the same thing. It reminds you of you, where we were hopeless. We wanted to do something, but we couldn't because we weren't put together. We were disconnected. We were no life in us. And we were not only those bones are physically dead, but we were spiritually dead, which is worse. Spiritual death is this. You're separated from God. In the garden, Adam and Eve, God said, you'll die. You'll die if you eat of this fruit. He's talking about, of course, natural death, but spiritual death. You'll be separated from me the moment you do that. And that's exactly what happened when they partook of that fruit and disobeyed the Lord. Immediately, that relationship was severed. It took them hundreds of years to die physically, but they died instantly, just like that. They were separated from God. And because of what they did, you and I were born into that. And we were born into sin. We could not help that. But thank God Jesus came along 2,000 years ago and said, hey, my blood is stronger. My blood is better than the blood of a goat or a lamb that's going to be sacrificed. You have to do that every year. But Jesus said, I'm going to do it once and forever and always, an eternal sacrifice. You won't have to go to the Holy Holies. You won't have to go to Jerusalem to get this done. Jesus said, I'm going to die. I'm going to spill my blood. My precious blood will be shed. And I'll take it to the heavenly holies of holies. Not just one that man built with brick and mortar. Excuse me. But God built this one in God's presence. And that's exactly what happened. Because what he did, we have life tonight. Amen? We've just had a great time in prayer. And that we talked about how important it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I wish I had one of these. Flip the switch. Hallelujah. Back to the valley of dry bones. God took the prophet out there, and that could be us in the natural. We were separated from God. Our destination was hell. But Jesus came along and made the difference. He said, whosoever will believe in me shall have life and have it everlasting. Yes. Amen. Amen. So we thank God that he's here. We can call on his name. We stand on the word of God. We're born again. We get on then to the journey of becoming a disciple. Some people just get saved and that's okay. You're going to heaven. But God didn't call us to be baby Christians. He's called us to be disciples. And then from that point, you go on and grow into the Lord. And he may call you to the ministry. He may be doing this. Whatever it is he has for you, it's going to be good. You'll never be happy till you get in God's perfect will. Amen? All right. So, God has taken this prophet out in the Old Testament, out to the Valley of Dry Bones, and he asked him a question. He said, can these bones live? And he had the perfect answer. Only you know, Lord. But the Lord heard that and he said, speak to them, prophesy to these bones. And that song talked about an army being brought up, and that's the church today, is an army of God's children going to battle for him in this world, this present world that we're living in is full of darkness, but we're full of light. We're not in this world. We may be in it, but we're not of it. So anyway, but as we look at that and we understand, it's not just the natural bones laying there. A lot of people's lives, they have the dead bones, can be dead dreams, can be dead finances, can be disappointment, could be sickness, could be a myriad of things that they represent. Something you'd hoped for your whole life didn't come to pass. But let me tell you, we still got time. God can do a quick work. Everybody say, God can do a quick work. Look to your neighbor and say, God can do a quick work. A quick work. He can do it. But even if he grooms us and we walk with him every day, it's still a journey. We walk with him. We walk in him in his word and by his spirit. We're becoming disciple, learners of the word of God. A disciple means one that has been with the teacher long enough and understands enough to teach it himself. You're not a pupil anymore. You can do, and that's what Jesus said, the things I did, you'll do also. If you're disciples, that's not in there, but it's got to be true. Because if you don't know, how can you do it? So, we are disciples of Christ. And all those dreams, those things you thought about, life gets sideways, things happen that shouldn't have happened, lives get cut short, you lose the job, whatever, things get upside down. But one thing is for sure, if you know Jesus, you can speak his word, and he'll bring life to it. Amen? That's why he said, speak to those dry bones, because you're speaking to somebody's dream. You're speaking to somebody that had a problem that devastated them. But speak to them, live. Live. Sometimes we need to get in the mirror and say, in the name of Jesus, live. We're in the depression. We're this is bad, that's bad. Everything we hear is bad. Prophesy. Speak to yourself. Speak to that man in the mirror. Speak to that woman in the mirror. Speak to that child. Live. Live. And God causes life to come. Because he is life. And you're speaking life. And even dry bones will respond. You think your life's over? You think you've done enough? You think you're on the retirement side of being a Christian, you never get on that side. We're always on the firing line. It don't matter how old or whatever you've done, we're always at the point of being ready to do what God's asked us to do. Amen? So don't say I'm old. Say I'm new. I am renewed daily. Isn't that what the word says? Amen. So let's get the word down in us. Let's prophesy the word over ourselves, over our situation, over our families, over our children, over our jobs, our future. And let me tell you something. It ain't over till it's over. Amen. Amen. You didn't know Yogi Berra would have something to say. The great Yankee catcher. It ain't over till it's over. And that's true. God can do something that quick. Amen? The plane can be going down. And you stand up in the middle of the plane and say, in the name of Jesus, fly! Boom, there you go. That's happened. You can be in that ship. Storm comes. And you stand up and say, peace be still in Jesus' name. Boom. Things begin to get better. Amen? How many of you here have experienced that in some way or another? Every hand, everybody. We all have. Well, what if we hadn't known? We couldn't have done that. Because we live a life serving God. You know, some people that are not pursuing Him. That, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. You're like a pinball machine. You just get boinged around in life. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I got good news. The one inside of you is bigger than what's in this world. And you have this right here to stand on. Every promise in here has got your name on it. And it says yes. God, can I believe for this? Can I believe for a home? Can I believe for a house? Can I believe for a car? Can I believe? He says yes and amen. You'll be blessed coming in and going out. That's what His Word says. You're either doing one of the two. You're going in or you're going out. So God's there all the time. And He can take good care of us. Those dry bones. I once was a dry bone, but now we're alive. Isn't that great? Now I live. Let's say that out loud. Now I live by the faith in the name of Jesus. He raised me up and lifted me up. Set my feet on a rock to stay. Put a new song in my heart. That's the first message I ever preached. Psalms. He lifted my feet out of the miry clay and set my feet on a rock to stay. Put a new song in my heart. Amen. Great, great. It's a great message. Great speaker, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm confessing. I'm prophesying, okay? Remember this. God will do His part if we do our part. Amen. Children have to grow up. You know, for when they're first born, we have to change the diaper. We have to do all this kind of stuff. But, you know, when they get up to about 14 years old, you're tired of doing that. You know, hey. So we have to learn as we grow. And the Bible speaks of this, that, you know, when we were young and just in being born and just learning about the Lord, the Bible says we were as babes. And He's got plenty of milk for us to drink. But Paul writes, he says, you know, y'all are of well age. You need to be fed meat. You need to be fed the real meat of the Word. And I need to feed you milk every time I come by. Because you got your feelings hurt. Or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. There's greater things than that. Amen. We're praying in this church for nations. We're praying for world ministries. We're praying for Oklahoma. We're praying for everything you can think of. That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Is there any chaos in heaven? No. Any bad stuff in heaven? No, it's right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, that's how Jesus taught us to pray. Lynn, of all the things He could have told us how to pray, He said, pray that my will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, last time I read the book, heaven is pretty well in order. There's nothing missing up there. Nothing broken. Hallelujah. No flat tires up there, Jim. No lawnmower blades to sharpen up there. Glory to God. No grass to cut. No lawnmowers. Glory be to God. No vacuum cleaners either. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you what, man, can start that vacuum cleaner right at the very second. Something about to happen on TV you needed to hear. You've watched that mystery for 45 minutes, and now they're fixing to find out who done it, and here goes a vacuum cleaner. And your daddy will be a witness to that too when we get to heaven. Your daddy. He's that little woman, you turn that thing on again. I don't know what Perry Mason said. Oh, man, we're going to see him pretty soon. And that's going to be a treat. All of our relatives, loved ones are up there. Amen. God will do his part if I do my part. What are some of the things he told me to do? I'll just let your lightning fast mind just think about something here. Going to the world, preach the gospel. Are we doing that? Yeah. I may not can be going, but I'm sending people to go. We're sending people all over the world. Their voice is getting out there. Jail ministries, prisons, getting out there. Churches, all kind of ministries. Canaan land, some great things have happened in Canaan land.
Amen.
Amen. And we had one in our own house that went there and came home, a man of God. Many years ago, hadn't budged, hadn't wavered.
No,
20 years. 20 years, Diane's brother, Junior. He left here, came back a man of God. So anyway, we're thankful for that. That's what the Word of God will do when you do your part. Now, if he hadn't gone, guess what?
He may not be here.
It's exactly right. But the thing is, well, I just want to, you know, I want to just pray and just sit here and let God do it. No, that's not how it works. We're to walk by faith. Amen? God told Abram, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And I want you to change your name from Abram to Abraham. How old is he about this time? He's about 90 right here. And so he goes to the courthouse and wonder which, do you go to Chancery or Circuit to change your name? Chancery! Praise be to God. You go up to the chancery clerk and get your name changed. So he goes to the chancery clerk and says, I want to change my name from Abram to Abraham. And of course, everybody knows, if you're Hebrew, you understand that language, that Abraham means the father of many nations. Well, okay, Mr. Abram, you're going to change it to the father of many nations, or Abraham. That's right. And she looks and says, how old are you? I'm about 90. And you sure you want to change your name to Abraham? Yep, I do, because that's who I am now. That's who I am. Let's say it out loud.
I am
more than a conqueror.
I am
a child of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ain't nothing but good going to happen for me. The clouds got to go. I'm expecting great things to happen. New mercies are going to come on me every morning. He's going to daily load me with benefits. Glory be to God. We serve a good God. Man, we couldn't worship him enough. Just think about what he's done for you. Glory to God. Has it all been? No, we have an enemy out there, but God has defeated that enemy. We have God's word, we have his spirit, and we have knowledge of his word. And Jesus teaches us to defeat the devil. He's already done it. All we have to do is speak God's word in Jesus' name. And what we ask, he will do. Amen. But don't put God on a stopwatch. He'll answer when he's supposed to answer. But he'll always be on time. That's amazing, isn't it? I wish he'd answer real quick most of the time. What about y'all? I know Ann does. Because she's has a lot of patience. I didn't hear not one amen. Oh, me is right. Hallelujah. So do your part. God will do his part. Hallelujah. We're living in a time when we don't have much time, according to what we see. Of course, you know, our age, we will all die unless the Lord comes back to get us. But this is going to sound real spiritual. But we've never been here before. But that's the way history is. We've never been to this point before. In the church. I believe, and everyone I've listened to believe, that Jesus is coming back soon. In fact, Revelation even says that. Just how big is soon? How soon is soon? Soon is soon. But soon, according to all the things we see in the world and the things we read in the Bible that say the last days will be like this and this, we're there. We're there. I just don't know how much more it can take, because there's all kinds of things happening out here that you and I would have never thought of 20 years ago that are being called common. But it's not common. It's sin. It's wrong. Jesus is coming back to get the church off the planet. Then we're going to go to heaven for 7 years. Oh, happy day. Streets of gold. I can hardly wait. Amen. Larry, streets of gold. No potholes. No dust and no mud. Boom. Hallelujah. God is good. We'll be up there for 7 years, then we'll get to come back with him. We'll be riding white horses. All you cowgirls are liking that. We'll be riding white horses. And Jesus is going to be leading us. And on his leg, he's going to say, faithful and true. And he's that today, Rose. He's just faithful and true today as he will be when we give him that white horse to come back. Yeah. So I'm going to have to get me some little learning on how to ride a horse. But I hear tale. Because, Peggy, do you realize when we get to heaven from the rapture and we're up there for 7 years, we'll have a glorified body? Skinny. You'll be skinny. I will have no white hair. It'll be brown again. And I don't want, you want it curly? No, we don't want it curly again. It was too curly. Everybody said I had a fro. I did have a fro, but it was natural. Hallelujah. But anyway, we're coming back with him. We'll have a new body, a glorified body, and I can fall off the horse all I want to, and it won't hurt me. No. Pam did that yesterday without a glorified body, and she's alive and well. Thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask this cowboy bunch to take their video equipment with them, because we want to see all the video of all that happens on these horse rides. David, it's got to be hysterical. But anyway, God, my goodness, time flies. Be God-minded. You are his child. Renew your mind. We do that. That's why we come to church. We renew our mind so that we may prove that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By renewing your mind. Hallelujah. Can we go to Romans? I'm going to finally put you to work, sir. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Romans 12, 1 through 3. We will see it on the screen. This is in your Bible. If you were to turn to Romans 12, 1, this is what you'll see. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, so he's speaking to the church, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Do we just live on Sundays? No, we live every day of the week as a living sacrifice. What does that mean? We yield to him at all times. Right? Okay. Holy. Well, now I have to study on that one because sometimes I don't act real holy. What about you, Dana? You started to say like that, didn't you? But she went like this. But we are holy. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Faith in His blood, faith in His name, faith in the Lord Jesus. The Bible plainly says, righteousness is by faith. So if we're righteous, we're right with God, right? And we are His child, His children. Okay. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, please. And be not conformed to this world. This world is not your friend. This world is not your saving grace. God is. Now, we're in it, but the one in us is greater than the world around us. We have the Word of God. We have access to the kingdom of God. We're kingdom kids, and we have availability to that kingdom, a miracle kingdom. Hallelujah. Not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Y'all ever heard that before? Just a second ago. 3, please. For I say, God's talking to you, God's talking to me, for I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of themselves more highly than he ought to think. You ever met that person before? But to think soberly, or that means with good judgment, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given us a measure of faith. To the measure of faith. Everybody say praise God for that. We have within us a measure of faith. What can you do with a measure of faith? You can move a mountain. Amen. You can pray for people and they'd be healed. Faith is how the kingdom of God operates. It's the exchange. Faith is what we use to get things done. Like I did today. Danny, you're supposed to give me a knife, okay? This is speaking that. That's how the kingdom works. You speak God's word and God does things. Miracles are there. We're in that world. We're in that world. Let's say we're in that world. Okay, so, and I have a measure of faith. Don't say you don't have faith. You got faith. God gave you a measure of faith, but it can be increased by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Okay, we end with this right here. As we were talking about in the last days and as we see things in front of us and as we experience every day of our life, we know it's not like it was 50 years ago. It's not better. It's worse. Amen? Okay. So at the point we're in, this is not, as we think about the last, this is not the beginning of God doing something new. This is the end of something old. This is about to change. Church age will end. Jesus will come back one day. We'll come back with Him after 7 years at the tribulation. He'll set up His kingdom on earth. It'll all be over. There's a day when everything will change and everything will be perfect. Y'all, it's going to be worth the trip. It's worth the journey. It's worth the journey to experience God's love and the love that we have for each other. And by that love will the world know that you're my disciples. So, let's love like Jesus, but we can say it like we always do. Love God, love each other, have a good time. Because God is in this. God is not a sad God. He's not a mean God. He is a good God. And He wants the best for you. And when we learn how to do that and manipulate the Word of God, not manipulate, but to use the, whatever. That's a word I didn't know what it means, manipulate. Anyway, I heard that at IJC one time. Anyway, pursue God. He's got something great for you. And listen to the shepherd. He's the shepherd. And He'll lead you from pasture to pasture, from valley to valley, the valley of shadow of death. He will lead you all the way home. That's his purpose. That's what he'll do if we'll just follow. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to follow him. I'm tired of following myself. That's right. Amen. Praise God. We're done. Tell somebody, love them. And we'll see y'all Wednesday night. How about that? Amen?